people will come back. I think obviously you expect leisure travel and commuting to return to some extent. We don't, you know, to be honest, we don't know what the future of travel patterns look like. I think, you know, if you saw in the summer when restrictions were eased a little bit, there were clearly lots of people making use of the railway for leisure trips to the beach, to the countryside. So the you know, what I would call those top five destinations
welcome
on our network:
Margate,
Folkestone,
London,
Hastings, Canterbury,
Faversham, Tenham,
Broadstairs,
Newington,
that's all of
Raynham,
them.
Yeah. Chatham,
and
Rochester,
you know, people
Leicester,
love to get on the train Longfield,
for those
occasions,
and
it
London
is
Victoria,
a fantastic way of moving large numbers of people safely and efficiently to some of our most popular sort of day out destinations. And I think actually, you know, the commuter numbers also recovered quite well when restrictions were eased. We, at one point, we were seeing about 40% of our normal numbers having come back. People see a pretty comprehensive service, a reliable service most of the time, and a service that covers a huge amount of Kent that gets them where they need to be. I mean, like I say, you know, we've run throughout the pandemic. We haven't shut down in any way like other industries have sadly had to. We've kept going for the key workers, we've kept going for the schools. I mean, I think, you know, we carry a quite a high number of school children because of the way people travel to schools in Kent. We could travel to schools in Kent over sort of quite large distances, I think, compared to a lot of other places. So, you know, that service has had to keep going. We didn't have an option to stop it because there would be no way for people to get to school. And the impact of not running trains would be horrendous congestion on roads.